There's a lot of garbage on the internet, and they say that everyone needs an editor. Techonomics host Jason Middleton speaks with the self-appointed managing editor of the internet about his daily email newsletter, an email that delivers the goods. That chat starts now.
Hello, thanks for listening, and hopefully, welcome back. There's an old saying in journalism, everybody needs an editor. And then there's usually some thrashing about over whether it should be everybody or everyone. Anyway, the internet is a vast repository of useful knowledge and exponentially more crap, garbage, and detritus. That's where Next Draft comes in. Next Draft is a daily subscription newsletter from the self-declared managing editor of the internet. And there's little reason to argue with his self-identification.
And I think that's really the secret to why people like Next Draft, because there's a million algorithms out there that will find you news that's like the other news that you've read. But that's really not always the most interesting the way to go. People like serendipity. They want to say, show me something that I wouldn't have seen today, or I might not have clicked on today.
In the constant stream of confirmation bias and political white noise, it's nice to opt in for a little calm. Here we go.
Dave Pell from Next Draft.
Would you say your operating title is managing editor of the internet?
Yeah, that's what I say. I open up enough browsers, definitely, so somebody's got to edit all this garbage, so I've taken it upon myself to do it.
I was actually personal front page in a job interview recently for a client. Your name came up because they were asking me, like, well, what are you doing? I mean, who do you follow? What are you looking for online and stuff? I said, well, that's kind of easy. I just kind of read the email that I get every day from Dave Pell. And the guy goes, oh, my God, me too.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I wish I was in on that job interview. I probably could have got the job.
You probably would have beaten me out for it, damn it. Let's talk about some of your success with Next Draft. I did notice on my way either to or from the city the other day, you have a billboard up in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was up for a little while. It was up for about a month or two. It was actually a birthday present from my wife, so we like to feed each other's egos on our birthdays. So this was a big birthday for me, so she decided to put up a billboard, and it caused quite a stir on the internet because one of the tech reporters from the New York Times said, I know that Silicon Valley startups have billboards, but now a blogger has a billboard. We've reached the end times. So that little flame war got me a few extra readers and a little extra traffic, but it was a really nice gift and pretty awesome to see my logo up there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think, full disclosure, I have one of your shirts. I remember the first time we spoke on this show was because Beta Brand, which is a little boutique here in San Francisco, a clothing boutique, had you poured out your logo, which is a really cool looking logo. So I have that T-shirt as well. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. A guy named Brian Moco made that logo many years ago, and it's definitely a pretty iconic looking logo. So I'm lucky I have it.
Well, I know that you say your wife gave you the billboard, but look, that's got to be an indication that it has to be doing well. You must be doing something right. I guess my question should be, what are some best practices that you've learned over the time of having this newsletter?
When I first restarted it, because I'd done it many years ago, I was sort of thinking that people didn't need another news source between Twitter and Facebook and just the constant stream of 24-hour news. But it turns out, I think really the secret is to sort of slow down that stream and pick out the interesting or unique stories and sort of tell the story of the day so people can feel like they don't necessarily need to be in that stream. They can step outside of it and know they'll still be up to date and ready for their dinner parties, discussions, and sort of up to date on the big news of the day. So that was one of the keys, I think, is to sort of slow things down. I think email is a great way. I have a Next Draft email and a Next Draft app, but both of them basically just come out once a day. So it sort of stops the stream. The email is always where you left it. It doesn't change. And it's sort of a collection of stories that you can slow down and read at your leisure. And the other key, I think, these days especially, is because everybody is so sort of has such terrible Trump news fatigue that being able to find other stuff on the internet, which is increasingly difficult these days, actually, when entire front pages are covered with Trump news, but being able to find some of those other stories that are unique, funny, interesting, is really provides a value to people. Because if you just watch 24-hour news or you just look at the front page of most newspapers, it's almost all Trump all the time. That's probably taking a toll on people's psyches and maybe even physically from sleeplessness. It's just, especially out here on the West Coast, you know, people are generally not enjoying the story too much. So I think it's good to be able to get out of our sort of Trump news bubble and see what else is going on in the world. So that's what I try to do with Next Draft.
Yeah, I have to agree with you totally. The anecdotal feedback I get from fellow subscribers is that you are kind of like the rock in the river, and it's nice to sit on that rock and kind of let things go past you. The bottom of the news, which is the bottom of your newsletter, is always something that I don't automatically go to, but I kind of save it like I do a dessert.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably gets the most clicks generally, unless there's some really interesting feature towards the top of the news. So yeah, in the bottom of the news, I just try to find some kind of weird news or something to add a little levity to people's day. Even that's increasingly difficult, which is interesting. It used to be that I'd have about 10 things to choose from down there, and I'd have to pick the funniest or weirdest three. These days, it's usually a struggle just to find the two or three stories that fit in there. And I think that's just another indicator of, I don't think the world is necessarily getting more terrible, although things are more terrible in the White House than I have ever remember. But the trends in news are pretty strong. And right now, our trend in news is to sort of cover things that are negative, I would say, and more than usual. That's always somewhat of a trend. And so even when it comes to funny, light news, there's less of it. And just by sheer numbers, so many reporters are on the Trump story that you just get less coverage of other stuff, whether that be personal interest or whether that be funny, weird, odd news. But I definitely really make an effort to find that so people can at least have one break a day to watch a cat video or do something else that the internet was intended for.
You have a little bit of a different voice on Twitter, and by that I mean you curse a little bit more over there. Is that more of a letting off steam platform for you?
I mean, historically, Next Draft hasn't even been too political. It's only during this era, during the Trump era, that I've sort of gotten more political. And I sort of feel like a Jimmy Kimmel type thing. Like, it's strange to see a talk show host talking about serious political issues on late night TV when everybody wants a break from the news. But this moment in history is really different. And, you know, if people are going to be marching through Charlottesville with tiki torches, I'm not going to pretend that I don't have an opinion on that. I try not to be too political in general, but I am anti-Trump and I'm anti the rise of the sort of right-wing nationalist movement in this country. So I feel like I want to get it out there.
We can survive the politics of it, but I think that there's some other existential things that sometimes you touch on one of your platforms in Next Draft. You're dynamically basically editing the internet every day. That's what you wake up and hope to be able to do with Next Draft, right?
Yeah, looking basically to tell the story of the day. So I think of it really as a modern day column. So if the format of the column, a newspaper column, was invented today, I think it would look a lot like Next Draft. It would be a series of takes on different topics of the day with links off to sites that had more information on that topic. So that's really what I'm trying to do, is sort of tell the story of today. But I'm not trying to be completely exhaustive, because I'm one guy and I have 10 items in my newsletter. So it really is personality driven. So this is my view of the day. This is what I found the most interesting. And I think that's really the secret to why people like Next Draft, because there's a million algorithms out there that will find you news that's like the other news that you've read. But that's really not always the most interesting the way to go. People like serendipity. They want to say, show me something that I wouldn't have seen today, or I might not have clicked on today, and convince me that it's worth my time. And I think that's really the secret, is telling somebody, here's what I'm fascinated in. It's almost like a movie reviewer. You know, you read movie reviews, and after a while you figure out, here are the people who have similar tastes to me and TV and movies, and then you just trust that person. So I'm sort of that guy from news.
Do you have any hate readers, and do they push back?
You know, definitely on social media, Twitter, Medium, when I write longer pieces, there's sort of a line of people always ready to issue hate speech. With newsletters, when people are signing up for Next Draft, it's slightly less likely. There's occasionally an angry unsubscribe message. But, I mean, I do have people who are more conservative or Republican, definitely, that read Next Draft. And during this era, during the Trump era, where things have become more heated, I get my fair share of hate mail and angry responses to things, even stuff that I didn't necessarily find controversial when I typed it. But it's not too bad, because if people really are violently disagree with me, they're just going to unsubscribe anyway. So it's not quite as bad as it would be for just a general column on the internet or a tweet out there that people retweet and then it spreads around and people get angry.
Okay, good. And nothing's gotten out of control where you've had to retreat from a platform or something like that, right?
I'm pretty lucky because I'm an independent. Right now I'm sponsored by Mozilla, which is great because we share so many values in terms of having an open internet and privacy and different things for web users. But nobody really reads my stuff before I send it out. So I write what I want and I press send when I want. I'm just, the more that I can be unfiltered and write exactly what I'm thinking or exactly what I'd say to you over a cup of coffee, that's really what my goal is. So I never hold back anything really on Next Draft or on Twitter or anywhere else. I'm really lucky that I have the freedom to write whatever I want without anybody editing it or trying to stop me. And so I don't want to give up that freedom. I want to take advantage of that every day that I have it.
Being in morning radio, I have to rely on your stuff and FARC.com. And I find that the similarity between those two curated feeds is they're both humans. They're not algorithms. And I think there's something there that you touched on earlier that really needs to be doubled down on. So keep up the great work, Dave. And you know what? We do have Drew Curtis, a friend of the show, coming in studio in a few weeks. We'd love to have you come in as well, if you could.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love it.
All right, cool. Talk to you soon. And thanks again, Dave.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That was Dave Pell. He's the creator of Next Draft. It's a mobile app as well as an opt-in email newsletter. His aim is to give some air back to some stories that don't involve politics. But, of course, he does cover the continuing ugliness of politics in America. Sure, there are Trump links, but there is also a bottom of the news feature offering a daily respite. For more on this and all of our stories, please like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. We also post links for the music we use each week there, too. Coming up after the break, a veteran astronaut and photographer shares just how flying around the Earth at breakneck speed can really change your outlook on things.
I was there with Samantha, an Italian lady, and she saw me taking pictures, and she's like, "Terry, haven't you taken enough sunrise pictures?" And I said, "No, I haven't gotten the perfect one. Their perfect one is out there. I still need to get one more."
He's the astronaut. I'm Jason Middleton, and you're listening to Techonomics.